seeing, praise God. Amen. The crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You know how it is. Praise God. Amen. In your last hour, in your last days, you would want to have someone around you. Amen. Praise God. Strong and encouraging. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. When you got to go through difficult stuff. Amen. Praise God. You want somebody to be rooting for you and to cheer you on. Can you say amen? It's hard enough going through the difficult stuff without people, amen, praise God, railing on you. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Hard enough, amen, facing, hallelujah, the challenges that God will allow in our lives sometime. Amen, praise God. And nobody is there to tell you, go ahead, in the name of Jesus, you can make it. Can we say amen? But before we, amen, praise God, look at, hallelujah, praise God, the position of, amen, Jesus, because he decided to place himself, amen, praise God, way before time came. He had made his decision that he would die among the transgressors. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he died among the transgressors for the transgressors. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. But we want to look at, amen, praise God, the word, amen, that Jesus uses. Hallelujah, praise God. Because, amen, he identifies, amen, a paradise. And amen, praise God, as we know, paradise makes reference, hallelujah, to a garden. And so, praise God, when God identifies paradise, amen, praise God, he's speaking of that place where, praise God, you can be in communion with him. Yeah. He's speaking of that place, praise God, where, amen, praise God, God is there to comfort. God already has made provision, hallelujah, for every need that might arise. Paradise, praise God, is a place, hallelujah, that is blessed by God. A place where God, amen, is present. A place, praise God, where there is, amen, praise God, no more suffering and no more pain. Tell your neighbor, thank God for paradise. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so, praise God, we, amen, also want to acknowledge, praise God, that, hallelujah, paradise, praise God, amen, as it made reference to a garden, amen, would also make reference to a place where there was a flowing water. Can you say amen? I tell your neighbor, these waters, amen, praise God, remind us, or should, amen, remind us of rivers of life. I tell your neighbor, only God can provide for us rivers of life.
Amen.
Amen, praise God, the crystal clear, amen, waters that will provide, hallelujah, life, amen, praise God, eternally. We see, praise God, waters in the Garden of Eden. We see waters in the millennial flowing out from the temple. And we see waters in the new heaven and the new earth flowing from the seat of the throne of God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, water of life. Water of life. And water of life means our deliverance has arrived. Can you say amen? When Jesus spoke to those, amen, praise God, on the day of the Feast of Tabernacles, amen, praise God, he gave the invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Later on, he speaks, can you say amen, of the one that liveth and believeth in him, that out of his belly would flow rivers of living water. You ought to praise him today. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, God, amen, allows a fountain to be established in us. Waters, praise God, that can carry you through your valley. Waters that can be there for you in the time of your drought. Waters, hallelujah, that you can drink of and renew and refresh your spirit. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when you get tired along the way, God got a different kind of canteen. Oh, yeah, you do. Can you say amen? This canteen you go don't ahead. Strap on your shoulder.
Go ahead.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead.
God planted water
go ahead.
Down in your belly.
Go ahead.
Living water.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. You can drink when you need refreshing. Can you say amen? When your praise done got down low, you can go to the water.
Go ahead.
And you can drink. Refreshed, but it looked like the enemy, amen, won't get out of your way. You can sip on some living water while you're waiting on God to deliver. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I heard God say that this water will spring up. Can you say amen? Don't worry, ain't got no bucket. Don't worry, ain't got no rope. The water God carries will spring up. Can you say amen? In other words, all along the way, we will be refreshed. Can we say amen? But amen, praise God, as we go back into the context of our scripture, amen, praise God, we see the Lord positioning himself, amen, among, hallelujah, the transgressors. Amen, praise God, on his right hand and on his left, there are transgressors. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. Hallelujah. One of them have not heard the message. And if he had heard it, he has not believed it. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. What message do you refer to, Pastor? Amen. As we read in, hallelujah, Mark and in Matthew, can you say amen? Jesus had been preaching that the kingdom of God is at hand. He had been preaching that the kingdom of God is nigh you. Amen. Praise God. Don't put it off. Don't delay any longer. The kingdom, hallelujah, of God. Amen. Praise God. Is in a place where you can access it. Can we say amen? And amen. Jesus places himself among the transgressors. Aren't you glad, praise God, that he didn't mind coming where we were? Tell your neighbor, he came where you were. Amen. In your sin, in my sin, in our transgression, he came where we were. Can you say amen? Thank God, because some of us would have never made it to him. Can you say amen? Oh no, we was too busy. Even out here, too busy. Do what I do. Too busy running where we wanted to run. Can you say amen? Don't tell me he won't show up in the nightclub. Don't tell me he won't show up at the table.
Go ahead.
He can let it take a drink. Can you say amen? He'll show up
right
there. In the midst of the transgressors, he placed himself. Can you say amen? What is he telling us? Can you say amen? I love you enough, not only, amen, to die for you, but I'm going to come for you. Tell your neighbor, he'll come for you. Can you say amen? A lot of folk won't even come for you. They ain't bothered with you. Can you say amen? You transgressor, you messed up. Die where you are. But thank God. God say, I'm coming where you are. You say thank you, Jesus. Transgressor, amen, praise God, on the left hand, and transgressor on the right hand. Some people didn't understand. They thought he was also a transgressor. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, God comes to places, hallelujah, where people don't understand why he's there. Can you say amen? The Pharisees, why are you with them wine bibbers? Why are you with them publicans? But tell your neighbor, I was one of them. You can cry unto God. Ain't you glad God can hear you? Can you say amen? No matter how low you might be, God can hear you. Tell your neighbor, you ain't got to holler loud. He can hear you. If you just whisper his name, he will hear you. All you need to say is, Jesus, I need you. I need you right now. He'll be there. Can you say amen? Placed himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. This was by design. Tell your neighbor, God always know what he's doing. Can you say amen? He wanted you to have a hope later on. Can you say amen? See, some folk, amen, get saved and they feel like they need to be apart from those that are the transgressor. You don't need to be like them. Can you say amen? But you need to be able to influence them. And let them know that your God is yet able to work in their life.
Amen.
So he was right where he wanted to be. Tell your neighbor, God was right where he wanted to be. And amen, praise God. And one of the thieves, can you say amen, began to rail on him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. We always want to make God like us. But tell your neighbor, God ain't like us. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We want God to join our camp, but we got to join God's camp. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So he railed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And said to him, if you really God, if you who you say you are, if you really all of that, then save yourself and save us. Can you say amen? But he didn't know that God didn't need saving. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, thank God he didn't come down off the cross. Thank God he didn't call for the 12 legions of angels. Thank God he decided to die and didn't save himself.
Amen.
Thief told him, if you who you say you are,
that's right,
save yourself. Can you say amen? Save us. Save yourself. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But thank God, amen, there was another transgressor. See, some people that ain't saved yet, amen, know what God has done. Can you say amen? He wasn't saved yet, but he had heard the message concerning the kingdom of God, that the kingdom was near. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, but I'm on my way to heaven.
Hey, hey.
Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. He challenged, amen, praise God, the other, on the other side of Jesus, the other transgression, he challenged him. Can you say amen? And my amen words, he telling that man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Here we are, amen, receiving the just desert of our sin. We ought to be here. Can you say amen? But he said, but this man hasn't done anything. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. We are, amen, praise God, justly condemned, but this man hadn't done anything. Can you say amen? Lord, amen, praise God. The man up there on the cross got a revelation about that man called Jesus. And amen. And he remembered, amen, that Jesus had spoken about the kingdom that belonged to him. And amen, praise God. And he remembered, amen, praise God, that if you're going to have a kingdom, it might be a king to be, amen, over the kingdom. Can you say amen? So he looks at Jesus and he said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. It's good to know, amen, praise God, who Jesus is. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, it's good to know he's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. Yeah. It's good to know that, amen, praise God, he's able, hallelujah, to deliver. He did not ask for deliverance from the cross. He did not ask that the Lord would take him down. The other had asked, amen, praise God, for his deliverance. But this man asked God, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so God, hallelujah, looks over, amen, at this man. Can you say amen? Who has exercised faith in the word that he has spoken, and exercised faith in who he is. And he tells them this day, he tells them, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. But I'm on my way to heaven. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, the paradise. Amen, praise God, that, amen, God was going to meet the thief in. Hallelujah, praise God, is referred to in scripture as a bosom of Abraham. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, hallelujah, he was going, amen, to leave glory, and he was going to meet this thief. I mean, he was going to leave Golgotha, the cross, and meet this thief down in paradise. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. On the same day, amen, praise God, he would meet him where, amen, Abraham was. And tell your neighbor, praise God, all of those righteous dead. Can you say amen? Amen, Adam, Seth, and amen, praise God. Amen, Enoch. Amen, praise God. Lamech, Methuselah, and Noah. Can you say amen? All of them boys down there. Can you say amen? Where y'all at? We in the bosom of Abraham. Why y'all there? We waiting. Amen. Because we believed that we would be delivered. Can you say amen? We believed in a God that was able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could have thought of or asked him for. Abraham said, I went out looking for a city. Amen. Praise God, that had foundation, whose builder and maker was God. I didn't find the city, but I came down here to wait on the builder and wait on the maker. Can you say when all of them were gathered down there in paradise? Are y'all here? But tell your neighbor, I'm on my way to heaven. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. In Luke, we heard about a rich man who died. Amen. And a beggar. Can you say amen? And the angels, they came to escort Lazarus. Can you say amen? To Abraham's bosom. Tell your neighbor, ain't it good to know that precious in the eyes of the Lord are the depth of his faith. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when I leave up out of here, hallelujah, I'm going to be glad down on the inside. Can you say amen? No fear in death for the redeemed of the Lord. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. So praise God. Amen. When we do, amen, that see on the cross, we look at him. Can you say amen? Gathered in to the bosom of Abraham. But I'm so glad to inform you that that thief would not spend a whole lot of time in the bosom of Abraham. Tell your neighbor, things were about to change down there. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The rich man, amen, when he died, he lifted up his eye in hell. Tell your neighbor, amen, the report from the hell is that there is torment there. Tell your neighbor, ain't no ifs, ain't no and but about. If you don't make it to heaven and you wind up in hell, there's gonna be torment down there. Can you say amen? I am tormented. I'm tormented in these flames. Can you say amen? And amen. The rich man wanted relief. Tell your neighbor, if you miss glory, you won't get no relief. Tell your neighbor, every day throughout eternity ain't gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a day of misery, a day of pain, and a day of suffering. Can we say amen? And that hallelujah rich man looked over at Abraham. Can you say amen? And he saw Lazarus comforted in Abraham's bosom. And he said, sit Lazarus. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Cause I'm tormented in these flames. All I want is him to dip his little finger in some water. Give me a little bit of comfort. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, your comfort is in God.
Go ahead.
But outside of God, you can't find no comfort. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. When you redeemed, you got a bosom you can lean on. You got a God you can wait on. But when you out there all by yourself, the money, when it fails, the wine, the women, and the laughter, when it's gone, can you say amen? All you're left with is the torment of where you are. But tell your neighbor, my God is a God of all comfort. Can you say amen? When you ain't got no money, I still got comfort. Can you say amen? When my friends are few, I still got comfort. When it don't look good in my life, I am comforted to know I'm on my way. Can you say amen? Because between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God means separation. And even in death, there will be separation. If you belong to God, you'll be with him. But if you don't belong, you'll be outside. Amen. Can you say amen? So praise God. Abraham told him, you can't, amen, get no help from those that are here that would come over. I don't know who they were, but those that were there that would come over, they cannot. Amen. Pass to your side. And those on your side cannot pass over. Amen. To our side. Can you say amen? This was where the thief was going, to the bosom of Abraham. But Jesus met him there on that same day that he, praised God, amen, identified who Jesus was. He didn't know that God was getting ready to empty out Abraham's bosom. Tell your neighbor, God was getting ready, amen, to empty out everybody, amen, that had waited on him. Tell your hallelujah. My God can do it. Wait on him. Because even if he got to come down to hell, he will come to you gotta wait on him. But while you're waiting, make sure that you know who he is. Can you say amen? God stepped in, hallelujah, to paradise. Tell your neighbor, wherever Jesus is paradise there. He got up. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. On the third day morning. But he didn't get up by himself. Tell your neighbor, thank God he's able. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He got up. Amen. The Bible declares he led captivity captive. If we looked in the 27th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, I guess around verse number 53 or so, can you say amen? Amen. The testimony is there that after Christ's resurrection, many of the dead, can you say amen, came out of the grave into the city of Jerusalem. What kind of body do you think they came in? Can you say amen? They didn't come into Jerusalem having to die all over again, but they came in their resurrection body. Tell your neighbor, they were alive and they wasn't going to die no more. Tell your neighbor, you need that kind of hope that you can live and not die. Oh, praise him. Went to paradise, but me, I'm on my way to heaven. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when I die, if I die, I might make it to rapture. I don't know, hallelujah, but when I die, I ain't going down. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, ain't nothing down there for me to go. Abraham ain't there. The bosom been empty. Amen. When he got up, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Tell your neighbor, when I die, I'm not going down, but I'm going higher. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Somebody ought to be glad. Why you're glad? Because if this earthly house of this tabernacle, if it be dissolved, you better know where you're going. Can you say amen? I'm so glad that every child of God has made it sure, amen, in their soul that they have a determined destination. That is heaven. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. You may be looking at me crying, weeping tears, but look beyond the tears on my face and see the hope in my heart. I'm going to heaven. Tell your neighbor, it don't matter how much money you got on this side. Amen. God is rich, and my inheritance, looking at more than a billionaire. Can you say amen? I got riches untold for y'all here. Tell your neighbor, you can have riches untold when you look at where God has brought you to. Amen. It will cause you to rejoice, not some of the time, but all the time. I'm closing. said, amen, I will. Anybody got a mind like a Solomon? He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. If you was going to jail or something, you might look at it, be looking in a different kind of way. Amen. Praise God. Because, amen. Praise God. You know what's coming ain't pleasant. You know it ain't pleasant. Amen. Praise God. If you was going to get audited by the IRS, you'd be looking a different kind of way. Because you know where you're going. Ain't pleasant. Can you say amen? And if you got charges and standing before the judge and you got your date to appear, amen. You look in a different kind of way.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
But the redeemed of the Lord are on their way to heaven.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? And amen. Pray God, because we're on our way to heaven, we look in a different kind of way. Can you say amen? Don't expect me to be looking all beat up and saying, because I'm on my way to heaven.
Amen.
If you was on your way to go down, amen, to Chevy Chase Bank and get $1 million check.
You grinning?
Sure would. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, pray God. Amen. You wouldn't wait to get in front of the counter with a check going. You'd be grinning all the way down there.
Yeah.
Why are you going to be grinning all the way down? Because every step
money.
I take, I'm thinking about that money.
I'm on my way to get that cash, get that money.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen, praise God. And so then we, the redeemed of the Lord, know where we're going.
Amen.
That's the beauty of salvation. You know.
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? When, amen, praise God, we're not saved, when we don't have relationship with God, we are uncertain. And people that are uncertain are double-minded. Can you say
amen?
Amen, praise God. But amen, but I know who I believe.
That's right.
Can you say amen? And I'm persuaded.
Yes.
And so God wants us to be persuaded. What's the persuasion? It's going to be well. That's what the righteous are to hear.
Amen.
It shall be well. It doesn't matter what you're looking at.
Amen.
Hear God speaking in your ear. It will be well.
It will.
It will be well. Amen. Praise God. You go through this. You go through that. Amen. Praise God. And you thank you through. Yeah. Turn around and there you go all over again. Yeah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But the bottom line is, shall be
well.
Amen.
Don't forget where you're going.
That's right.
I'm on my way to heaven.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. The enemy want to, amen, praise God, break your arm, break your leg. Amen. But come and get bandaged. Can you say, come to the house of the God and get a splint on. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. If you're walking a little slow, keep walking.
That's right.
That's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Yes, praise God. If there are some issues and pain in your life, keep pressing.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Why? Because the destination is all worth it. Amen. We are on our way to heaven. The thief identified God and met God in paradise. Our paradise is going to be in the presence of our God in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Don't miss who he is. Healer, deliverer, savior, mighty God.
Amen.
Praise God. He's able to do all that we need him to do.
Amen.
So don't forget where you're going. Don't be turned aside off the journey. Amen. Praise God. Continue on. Amen. To know the Lord. Because your destination says that you're coming to a place where there'll be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more suffering.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. And when you get there, you will not be looking back. Amen. Praise God. When you get there, the joy that you're going to find, amen, praise God, is going to fill you, amen, cover you, and amen, praise God, be with you throughout eternity.
Amen.
What a beautiful testimony,
amen,
to be able to say in the face of the enemy, I know where you're going. Can you say amen? To look at the devil and say, I know where you're going. Because the enemy had all of that stuff put in your way and trying to beat you up with, trying to trip you up with, trying to hold you back with. But you can simply tell the devil, I know where you're going. Can you say amen? Amen. Your destination is the lake of fire.
Jesus.
But me, I'm on my way to heaven. Come on, give him praise. Come on, praise him.